You know, when I tuck in my shirt, that means I'm probably going to come up here. I don't usually tuck in my shirt. But those of y'all that have your Bibles, if you can take out your Bible and open it up to Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2. It's good to see my parents here today. I think my wife dropped the bomb that I was speaking today, so they surprised me. It's good to see my sister here today also. We're going to read from Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "The word of the Lord came to me, 'Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem. I remember the devotion of your youth, how as a bride you loved me and followed me through the desert, through a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of its harvest. All who devoured her were held guilty, and disaster overtook them, declares the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, all you clans of the house of Israel. This is what the Lord says. What fault did your fathers find in me that they strayed so far from me? They followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves. They did not ask, 'Where is the Lord who brought us up out of Egypt and led us through the barren wilderness, through a land of deserts and rifts, a land of drought and darkness, a land where no one travels and no one lives? I brought you into a fertile land to eat its fruit and rich produce, but you came and defiled my land and made my inheritance detestable. The priests did not ask, "Where is the Lord?" Those who deal with the law did not know me. The leaders rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal, following worthless idols. Therefore, I bring charges against you again, declares the Lord, and I will bring charges against your children's children. Cross over to the coast of Kittim and look. Send to Kedar and observe closely. See if there has ever been anything like this. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glory for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, O heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. Verse 13. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Forsaken to forget and abandoned to leave. You know, usually when you forget about one thing, it's usually because you're busy with something else. And when you leave one thing, it's usually because you're going to something else. And I believe all of us at different points in our lives, even now perhaps, are dealing with that quote-unquote something else. Something else. Well, what is something else? It's a distraction. That can be applied to so many different things in our lives. It can be stress. You get so stressed out in studying for a class that you end up not studying for the class. You know, a lot of us worry about our income, about a job, about finances. We worry about that something else can be a relationship. I wrote down here boyfriend and girlfriend because I usually deal with the youth. They're not married yet, right? But I put relationships because we've got a different crowd here. Or marriage problems. I had to add that one in because the youth aren't married. So we have marriage problems. They're telling me to pick up my mic. Okay. We have loneliness, anxiety. I know I deal with that from time to time, some days more than others. But that's something else that can distract us. And we have addictions. You know, addictions are hard to talk about, but they're real. And they fall under something else. Of alcoholism, drug use. It can even go to the internet. You have pornography. I know that's a big problem nowadays. That's something else. And I put this one in bold because I know it's the youth leader in me. I put cell phones. Cell phones can be something else. Cell phones can distract us. Cell phones can distract us. Something else. And while I was thinking about this, you know, something else, it resembles a brokenness in our lives. As we read in Jeremiah 2:13, just right now, it says that the broken cisterns cannot hold water. They store their water, but they run out of water because they're broken. And that's something else that we occupy ourselves with because we forsake God and we abandon God can leave us broken. In Jeremiah 2, verse 20, it says that there comes a time in our life when we break off from God. And in verse 22, it also mentions that when you live in the world, you can wash yourself clean. This is a good one. You can wash yourself clean, but will still be left stained. You will still be left broken. Something else. But Jesus says, somebody say, but Jesus says, but Jesus says, amen. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way. In John 4, verse 14, Jesus says, whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst. See, Jesus provides a way, the way, to be blessed in the breaking. And that's my message for all of us today. Blessed in the breaking. I think Casey made a nice illustration. She can. There you go. Good job, Casey. Blessed in the breaking. If you turn to your Bible in Matthew 14, verse 19 and 20. Blessed in the breaking. Blessed in the breaking. Matthew 14, verse 19 through 20. The Bible reads, and he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. In the NIV version, it says that Jesus gave thanks, he broke bread, and he blessed the people. The King James version, I had to throw this in here for Pastor Elias and Pastor Green. The King James version says Jesus blessed, Jesus broke, and Jesus gave. It's our human nature to eventually get broken. We're sinners in nature. And it's in our nature to want to be blessed. We get to a point in our lives when we ask, when will my blessing come? When is it my turn? I wish the kids were here. When is it my turn? When will I be blessed? And in thinking that, immediately what came to my mind was that God has a word for me and a word for all of us today. And that's obedience. You see, Jesus didn't give out the bread. He gave it to his disciples to give out. When Jesus broke the bread, when he blessed the bread, he didn't give it to the people. He gave it to his disciples to give it to the people. An act of obedience. Jesus takes the broken, he blesses it, and he gives it to us. We are his disciples. It's our duty. It's in us to be obedient, to live out and share the word of the Lord. I'm gonna take out a prop here. Have any of y'all ever played Jenga? Jenga? Well, this is the Walmart version, but it's still Jenga. It's called Jumbling Tower. But it serves the same purpose. I'm going to set it up real quick. Give me 2 seconds. I'm up here. So a few weeks ago, while we were doing all this renovation and stuff, I shared a message with the youth. And I thought that it would be appropriate to share it with you guys. And I want to share with you, before I get into that, a few verses from the Bible that lead up to that. And the first one is Ephesians 2:8. Okay, blessed in the breaking. Ephesians 2:8, we've heard it before. We've been doing some studying, the leaders of our church, we've been doing some studies, and this is a verse that we're supposed to know, that's good for our fundamental faith. It reads that it is by the grace of our God, through faith, that we are saved. Okay, it is by the grace of our God, through faith, okay? In Hebrews 11, verse 30, it reads, by faith, the walls fell after they had marched. Ephesians 2:8, it is by grace of our God, it is by the grace of our God through faith, that we are saved. Hebrews 11:30 says, it is by faith that the walls fell after they had marched. And they're talking about in Joshua, when Joshua and his people marched around the walls of Jericho. God had delivered them the victory, but he asked them to be obedient. The victory is yours, but can you march around the city? And on the seventh day, the walls of Jericho will fall. Obedience. Grace, faith, and obedience. You see, God will deliver your blessing. You will be blessed in the breaking. The walls that separate you from God will fall, but you gotta march. You gotta be obedient. You have to be obedient. You have to be willing, this is the key right here, you have to be willing to be broken so you can be blessed. When you give, Pastor always talks about writing something down. When you give, God enables. God enables. And last week, I love it because I was able to kind of mesh everything together. Pastor Elias shared last week, and even this morning as we prayed for the service, he shared that in our weakness, God is strong. He is strong. He is strong. And we have this something else that distracts us. And we have these broken cisterns, these leaky buckets that we try to live by. And Jesus is telling us, it is by his grace through faith and our obedience that the walls will fall. And we talk about that something else. Well, what's that something else? You know, when I was younger and not that I'm old or anything, but when I was younger and dealing with things that I needed to deal with, I try to address my issue. And so, you know, I picked something that was, it's like, you know what? I'm going to stop doing this. And I gave it to God. It's a funny thing about Jenga. The way it works. You see, with Jenga, if you've played it before, you push, you give to God. You're on one side, and God's on the other. But in our lives, we can go in our lives and give things to God. I can give my addiction, my alcoholism. I can give my bad words to God. I can say, you know what? I'm going to be nice to my wife. I'm going to start going to church. But we come to a time in our life, a place in our life, where we eventually have this something else that builds up a wall that is keeping us, that is separating us from God. And we give God a little. But in the game of Jenga, you can give a little and the wall won't fall. And you can give them alcoholism and the wall won't fall. And you can realize that you're giving them, well, you know what? I need to stop hanging out with these people. Don't fall yet. You're going to ruin my message. I'm going to pretend. Well, this went really bad. So you can give to God a little piece at a time. But the wall that separates you from God's love won't fall. Because we're not truly giving him our all. We're not truly surrendering. And in our lives, we have this something else in our life. And we're not yet willing to be blessed in the breaking. And so I can give them this and I can give them that. I can give them my cell phone, but then I find something else to distract me from God. I can find a computer. I can find my sister's iPad. I can go to my grandma's house and use hers. So I can remove going out. I can remove
certain friends, but the problem is truly still there. And it's an important message. We can give God something, but we're not fooling God. We have to give him everything and nothing less. God took the bread, he blessed it, broke it, and gave it to the people and fed 5,000 people. You see, the blessing is in the breaking. And we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to be obedient to ourselves and to God. We have to have faith in that. We have to believe in that. Believe in his grace that he's given us. We have to allow God to enable us and truly give him all. Because it's, I can play this game all day, but it's not until I give him everything. I give him that true peace that's really separating me from God's love. And we all know deep down inside what it is, but we have to be obedient with it. So we have to ask ourselves, well, what is that? You know, with me, it wasn't my alcoholism or my friends or my education. It was my self-esteem. And I never gave that to God. So you know what, God, you have my heart, you have my mind, you have my feelings, you have my thoughts, you have everything. I give it to you. And it wasn't until that. I took out all the addictions in my life, but it wasn't until that. I gave him that one piece that I wasn't willing to give him. And I said, you know what, God, have your way. You are the way. You are the living water. And it's not until we give him that peace that what happens. We can play this game and play this game. That's pretty good. But it's not until we give him that peace. That the walls will fall. And God will take that peace. The same way he took Moses. And the same way he took Joseph. And the same way he took me, and he will bless us in the breaking. Because when the walls that separate us from God's love fall, nothing can keep us from him. And he will build us up. He will give us the bread so that we can bless others. So that we can bless others. I'm going to ask Michelle to come up. I'm going to ask Michelle to come up and so we can hear her lovely voice. In Joshua 6:20, in chapter 6, we read about the walls of Jericho falling. And in verse 20, it says that when the trumpet sounded, after they marched and after they shouted, was when the wall collapsed. God's grace, our faith, obedience. God's grace, our faith, obedience. The walls will fall. Victory will come to us through the glory of God. And what the world calls broken, grace and faith and obedience, they call that victory. And when the walls that separate you from Jesus get broken down, instead of forsaking God, instead of abandoning God, when you forsake and abandon the broken cisterns that you try to live by, the leaky buckets, when you're trying to live but keep getting nowhere, when you abandon those things, that something else, and you give God that peace of your life, that is keeping that wall that is separating you from God from falling. When you give that peace to God so that that wall will fall and that He can build you up and you can be blessed in the breaking, God will take your weakness and He will turn it into strength. You see, the breaking, it serves a purpose. And the purpose is to bring us closer to God, not to separate us from God. He will bless you in the breaking. But we have to be willing to be broken. And we have to be willing to march around the walls. God said that the victory is yours. All you have to do is march. Your obedience will lead you to victory. Your obedience will break down the walls. And there is blessing in the breaking. There is blessing in the breaking. Now, I don't know what this peace represents. You know, this peace that made the wall fall? I don't know what it is in your life. But I'm sure it's something. There's somebody here today. I don't know who it is. But He has a blessing for you today. He wants to break down that wall that's separating you from His love. And if you'll just give Him that peace, if you'll just be obedient to that tug at your heart here today, His word is true. His word is true. It is by grace through faith that we are saved. And by faith, after they marched, the walls fell. I believe that message is for somebody here today, if not all of us. And that breaking, that blessing, it's for the glory of God. Don't run from it. Don't abandon it. Don't forsake it. Embrace it. Give it to God, and God will enable it. He will take the piece that broke down the wall that separated you from Him, and He will build you up in victory. God's word is true. You will be blessed in the breaking. Amen. Amen.